in the past, I think 3 years ago, Asar B'Teves fell on Erev Shabbos, like it does this year. And at that time, I gave a shiur about making Shabbos early when Asar B'Teves falls on Shabbos. Normally, people are not interested in making Shabbos early during the winter time because Plag HaMincha is about like 3:30, so you could technically make a Plag Shabbos at 3:30. But then the question is, are you allowed to eat if you made Shabbos early? To have Shabbos d'Oraisa, Asar B'Teves Olad D'Rabbanon. So we already discussed that 3 years ago. Ayein Shum. But today, I want to talk about another issue that relates to Asar B'Teves being chal on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara in Tainus, there are several halachas that come up in the Sefer Moedim L'Simcha. He quotes from Rabbi Yosef ben Valid in the Sefer Shmo Yosef, Simin Reish Lamed Hey, who writes, Min Hagenu B'Tainus Yud B'Teves Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos Shemispal L'Mincha Ba'ud Hayom Gadol. That our minhag is that when Asar B'Teves falls on Shabbos, we daven mincha early in the day, not later on in the day, because of covered Shabbos. If you're davening mincha, it's a tiny type of mincha, and you're davening it later in the day. So it's somehow a lack of covered Shabbos. And he says that's what it says in Minhage Eretz Yisrael as well, in Tiny Osim Chavches, in the name of the Sefer Chidushei Dinim L'Rabbani Yerushalayim Akadmonim, that in Yerushalayim, in the year Reisha in Dalin, and the Tiny Asar B'Teves was on Friday, they daven mincha. Ba'od Hayom Gadol covered Shabbos. So now goes Yosef Lekach. He wonders, Maya Rabusa, what's the Chiddush? V'ulai Rotzalomer Shakavu Kach Halacha Lasos Kain. I mean, what's the big deal? It's not that there's ever a problem with davening mincha early. So maybe that they were koveh this as a halacha that they have to do this way. So he's not really sure what they're driving at. But there is at least such a minhag to daven an early mincha when Asar B'Teves falls out on Friday. Also, there are some people that have the practice of wearing tefillin at mincha. You guys learned in the Old City, there's no shortage of people in the Old City that have the practice of wearing tefillin at mincha time. What about when Asar B'Teves is chal on Erev Shabbos? The minhag of the Arizal is quoted by Rav Chaim Vital in Shara Kavanos, that the Arizal would put on tefillin of Rashi and then tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam together during Shacharis on a regular day. During Shacharis, we would tefillin to Rashi, tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam together, because Makom Yesh Barosh L'Niach Shnei Tefillin, two pairs of tefillin, there's enough room to wear both at the same time. And you know, obviously, it doesn't mean Bezeh Achazeh, said the Arizal, because if it was Bezeh Achazeh, there's Makom Yesh Barosh L'Niach 1,000 tefillin if you're doing Bezeh Achazeh, so it's at the same time. And then by Mincha, he would only wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. And then afterwards, at some later time, he made he says v'achar kach asu zug shel tefillin derashi kifi svara shimusha rabba shematzpayim elatzpayim v'charitzeim shkum and makom ma'abarta. Then he made a very special pair of Rashi tefillin, and he would put on that special pair of Rashi tefillin at mincha, and he would say that those tefillin of the shimusha rabba that satisfied the bin shimusha rabba are work as good as both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But anyway, the minhag Arizal was to wear tefillin again at mincha. So if one has the practice of wearing tefillin at mincha, so the halacha is that on Asar B'Teves, it's chal on Erev Shabbos, the minhag seems that Rav Chaim Palagi writes in Sefer Molde Kol Chai that one should not wear tefillin at mincha. So neither of those halachas are particularly nogea for us. We're going to daven mincha whenever the shul davens mincha, and in terms of tefillin, most of us don't wear tefillin at mincha. When it comes to Kriya Satorah, though, the Kriya of Vayichal at mincha, the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Nun quotes that Kosav Ha'Ogur v'shem Shibalei Aleket she'em Korin b'sefer b'mincha be'erv Shabbos k'shechal bo echad midal. That when a fast day falls out on Friday, we do not read the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha for a fast day. V'lo Nagu King. But says the Beis Yosef, even though that's what the Ogur says, our minhag is not like that. In the Raman, Darkei Moshe, Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Tes, Os Aleph, also, Kasav HaOgur B'Shem Shibolei Aleket, Tainus Perev Shabbos, Eim Korin L'Mincha. U'B'Maril Kasav, D'Korin Vayichal. Machlokas, the Ogur says no, the Maril says yes. Says the Rama in Shulchan Aruch Sim Tavkuf Nun Sif Gimel, like the Maril v'imchalu b'erev Shabbos korim b'shachris u'mincha vayichal, that we actually do read the Kriyas HaTorah of a fast day and mincha on Erev Shabbos. The Magen Avraham over there in Sivkat and Vav says, "Va'rav Beis Yosef kasav ein korin b'mincha." But the Beis Yosef says, "No, not to read at mincha." V'cheinu b'mishnah peritel the tainus shan she ma'imed lo yikorin b'mincha v'Erev Shabbos me'kavet Shabbos v'tzarich lomer de idna kol mechina mi'bod yom l'chein korin. He says, "What would be the reason not to be korin at mincha?" So it must be because of kavet Shabbos that they needed the time to prepare for Shabbos. So to daven a long mincha on Erev Shabbos is going to take away from Shabbos preparations. So says the Magen Avraham, that sounds like a good taina. That how? Why is it that we take a daven mincha read Kriyas HaTorah on mincha of Erev Shabbos when Asar B'Tevus falls on Shabbos? Well, what's going to be with the covered Shabbos? So says the Magen Avraham, because nowadays we're so far prepared in advance. Who's rushing right before Shabbos? Everyone's got it all. We got it all figured out. The table's set and the food is all on the blech. No one's ever stressed out Erev Shabbos, right? I'm sure no one's ever experienced being stressed out Erev Shabbos. No, it's a little bit odd of a comment to make. No, the whole world is stressed out Erev Shabbos. It's very, very difficult to not be running around before Shabbos. But anyway, he says everything is already prepared, so it's not going to shter the covered Shabbos at all. Now, Magen Avraham just quotes matter-of-factly that the Beis Yosef says not to be Kari B'mincha. But remember, we just quoted the Beis Yosef a minute ago, where the Beis Yosef quotes the Agur not to be Kari at Mincha, but then says that our minhag is that we are Kore, that he disagrees with the Agur. So the Maimon Mordechai just points out that the Magen Avraham seems to have misread the Beis Yosef. He seems to have the Beis Yosef quotes from the Agur not to read. The Beis Yosef himself says that we should do Kriyas HaTorah and Mincha. So the Maimon Mordechai writes, "V'chein nirah shedivrei Harav zal nichtvu shelo bashkacha otah sofer nafal b'dvarav." Either Magen Avraham didn't pay such careful attention, he says, something we couldn't say about the Magen Avraham. He says the Magen Avraham wasn't being precise, or someone there was a typo somewhere in some copy of the Magen Avraham, because certainly the Beis Yosef says that we do have to read and Mincha. And Kaf HaChaim in Os Yutes, he writes, "Umash Kasav Magen Avraham, Darav Beis Yosef Kasav Dein Korm B'Mincha." Why does the Magen Avraham think the Beis Yosef says not to read at Mincha? Yesh Lomer De Kavanos Al Divrei Agur Shevia Beis Yosef Vol Divrei Beis Yosef Atzmo. That he just means that that there is an authority quoted in the Beis Yosef that holds that way, but the Beis Yosef himself certainly does not hold that way. In the Sefer Ginzei Chaim, Simen Tav Kuf Nun, he explains the Magen Avraham a little bit differently. He says, in the times of the Anshei Maimed, they wouldn't read on Erev Shabbos Mincha because of Kavod Shabbos. But nowadays, everything is prepared, so he asks, what? Nowadays, we do read. So the Magen Avraham is bothered. What? Did they not have the ability to prepare in advance? Magen Avraham says, nowadays it all changed, because nowadays we have everything prepared in advance. What? And they couldn't have everything prepared in advance in times of the Anshei Maimed? But they still didn't read, even though they also could have prepared in advance. So he says that maybe Bizmanam, if they needed to read every single Erev Shabbos, that would be Mimayit from the Kavod Shabbos. But a Tainus that comes out just once in a while on an Erev Shabbos, the last time it happened was 3 years ago, so that we don't have to be Choshesh for the Chisaron and Kavod Shabbos. So Bizmanam, they also wouldn't fast on a Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos, so that they'd be able to prepare. Nowadays, we fast Tainios on Thursdays as well, because it's only B'derech Mikra. It comes up once in a while. So for a one-time thing, we're allowed to we could prepare for Shabbos a little bit earlier. But for if it's going to be Kavua, if it's going to be consistently that way, so then we have to be Choshesh, it's going to be Mimayit from the Kavod Shabbos. People are not going to prepare properly. So that's the same din by the Kriya. The Achronim also discuss the more contemporary Achronim, the Kovitz Mevakshei Torah, Teves Tavshin and Dalid, quotes a whole series of contemporary poskim that discuss when Asar B'Tevis is Chal Nerev Shabbos, and let's say you have seven people who are fasting that are davening mincha, and they want to read Vayichal, and there are three people that did not hear the Kriyas HaTorah yet, but they're already Mekabel Shabbos. Do we say that once they're Mekabel Shabbos, they can't be Mitzarev to a minion that reads Vayichal anymore? I mean, once you are Mekabel Shabbos, is it too late? Or do you say, no, they didn't hear Vayichal, they also need to be Yotze? So they quote from the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Taz in Siman Tov Resh, I think we spoke about this around Rosh Hashanah time, in Siman Tov Resh Sifkat and Beis, talks about a kehila that didn't have a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar was brought finally made its way to town on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which was a Friday. It was a 3-day Yantif at the very end of the day, but everyone was Mekabel Shabbos already early. So everyone was Mekabel Shabbos, they haven't heard shofar yet. So is it too late? You say, no, they're in Mekabel Shabbos, you can't hear shofar. So the Taz writes, it was a Kabbalah B'Taus. If they were Mekabel Shabbos, it was a Kabbalah B'Taus, they were Mekabel Shabbos thinking they're not going to get a shofar. But everyone certainly would much rather have the mitzvah of shofar, so therefore they could blow the shofar at that time. It's not a valid Kabbalah Shabbos, and that's quoted la halacha by the Matan Ephraim, Simtaf Reish Aleph, if you'd give them a Shmura, Simtaf Reish Sivkat and Zayin. So maybe the same thing over here. The people who are fasting and are Mekabel Shabbos, maybe they could still read Vayichal, because Adaita Dahachi lo Kiblu Aleihem. They were never Mekabel Shabbos, Al Das to miss the Kriyas HaTorah. They just thought they weren't going to be able to catch it at all. And especially over here, it's not such a Tarti Disasri. If you're Mekabel Shabbos, blowing shofar, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So, Kriyas HaTorah? We do Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. It's not as much of a shter to Shabbos to read the Parsha Vayichal. So the Tainus is not so sir the Shabbos as, and especially the Tainus of Asar B'Teves is certainly not so sir the Shabbos so much. We just discussed yesterday that it's Docha Shabbos, that if Lu Yitzur, if we didn't have a fixed calendar and Asar B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, Yabu Dram writes, that we would fast even on Shabbos. So it's not just such a stira to Shabbos. The same discussion is had by the Hisarvis Tshuva in his Tshuva Siman Tavayin Beis. Someone forgets to say Hallel and remembers just after Kabbalah Shabbos. Let's say it was a Yontif that falls out on Friday and he forgot to say Hallel and he remembers after Kabbalah Shabbos. You have such a similar discussion in that situation. In Nite Gavriel, he quotes from a Tshuva's Ginas Varadim or Chaim Klal Aleph Siman Mem Tes, who says that the truth is that any time that you have an agreement amongst 10 Jews to read the Torah with the brachos, even if it's a day that's not a Kriyas HaTorah day, you're allowed to do that. It's always a Rishos. If you have 10 Jews that want to read the Torah with the brachos, they're always allowed to do that. So he says, if you take that sheet of the Ginas Radim, you can add that as an additional sniff over here. That who's to say that even if it is Shabbos, these people aren't allowed to get together and say a Kriyas HaTorah with a bracha? Maybe they can, because 10 Jews are always allowed to get together and decide to read the Torah. So that's a little bit about being about Asar B'Teves on Erev Shabbos. Our meaning is that we do lay in from the Torah, like it says in the Ramah, like it says in the Beis Yosef, against the Shita of the Agur.